I was looking for Frankie Curtis.
The man at the door said.
I'm Henry Jackson.
Jake's shoulders went stiff. Ian sat forward and Archie emerged from the kitchen, but Coop and I were on the sofa and closer than the others. The man's voice sounded warm, if a bit wary. I glanced down at the near see-through pale blue tank top and sleep shorts I had on and jerked to my feet. Ian stripped off his sweatshirt and tugged it over my head. It hit me about mid-thigh, and I still had to roll up the sleeves. For his part, Jake hadn't moved.
I did get the right apartment.
Hesitance entered the man's voice.
Sorry if I'm coming by late. I drove here straight from the airport, and I got lost once.
My heart fisted at his words.
No,
Jake said slowly.
You're at the right place.
He spared a glance back at me, but didn't move the door. I couldn't see past him, and Henry Jackson couldn't see in. Brows raised, he looked at me for an answer, and I hesitated.
Breathe?
Coop said, as he tugged my hair free from the sweatshirt and smoothed it down.
We'll put on the coffee and clean this up.
He was already reaching for the popcorn. Ian was emerging from the other bedroom with a new shirt on, and I hadn't even noticed him leaving.
Breathe,
he said, repeating Coop's earlier suggestion, and I blew out another breath. It came out far shakier, and I folded my arms as a shiver assaulted me.
I got the coffee,
Archie said quietly, but Jake still hadn't moved to open the door fully. Toes curling in my socks, I tried to quiet the shakes before walking over toward the door. Jake nodded once, then backed up a step, even as he held a handout loose for me to take if I wanted. Oh, I definitely did. Unhooking my arms, I reached for him. He locked his fingers around mine and I shifted my gaze from Jake's to the door and the man standing there illuminated by the yellow outdoor lamps attached to the walls at various intervals. He was a bit shorter than Jake, but still taller than me. Dark hair and green eyes. The green eyes stopped me because I always thought I had Maddie's eyes. But the color wasn't exact. Mr. Jackson's. I'm Frankie, I told him, despite how dry my mouth had gone. This was ridiculous. I wanted to roll my eyes and laugh at myself, but I settled for a half smile and started to extend my hand. I mean, yes, I'm Frankie. Would you like to come in, Mr.? Or is it Professor? Crap, what was I supposed to call him? He took my offered hand and his grip was a little sweaty, kind of like mine. When I dug my nails into Jake's hand, he just tightened his hold.
Hank,
the man said slowly, more than a bit of wonder in his voice.
Call me Hank.
He stared at me for a moment, then said,
and I can come in or we can go somewhere. I don't want you to feel cornered or ambushed, just you called and you mentioned graduation, and I thought if you were reaching out that maybe you wanted to meet me, and I've wanted to meet you.
The words came out of him in a rush, and I had to bite my lower lip to keep from laughing a little. He sounded almost as nervous as I felt. I did want to. Yeah, it's fine. Come in. I gestured him in, and he let go of my hand as I started to back up.
You have company,
he said, as he stepped in and the lights from the living room revealed a youthful face, despite the hint of stubble on his cheeks. He glanced from me to Jake, then behind me.
I'm interrupting.
It's fine. These are my boyfriends. You'd have to meet them anyway. Hank paused a beat and raised his eyebrows, but he wasn't alone. Jake wore nearly the same expression as he stared at me over Hank's shoulder while closing the door.
Boyfriends?
Well, love me, love my guys and all that, so I nodded. Yeah, that's Jake and—
Ian Reese, sir,
Ian offered as he extended his hand. Hank shook it easily and then Coop's when he offered his.
Coop Brennan,
he said, grinning.
Boy next door and resident best friend, as well as boyfriend.
I laughed. Smart ass.
Benton,
Jake said as he took his turn for a handshake.
And I'm Archie,
Archie said as he came to stand next to me. He looped an arm around my waist before he offered his hand.
Standish.
Hank paused, then accepted the handshake.
Eddie Standish's kid.
It wasn't a question.
Unfortunately,
Archie told him with a half smile.